The governor vetoed 50% of reimbursement payments for bond debt for school projects. In Petersburg, those are the swimming pool, the expansion of the vocational education building at the high school, and renovations to all three schools, all approved by local voters in 2004. A full assembly met July 4th to consider the supplemental property tax to make up for that veto, costing Petersburg just over $230,000 annually. All seven spoke their mind on the increase. Assemblymember Brandy Marole spoke out against the tax hike.
I would like to see this be absorbed in our budget and go through three readings of a supplementary budget. Jody can send them out as is. It's only $236,000. I don't think it needs to be put on the ratepayers. He plans on axing us more next year. And I think that we need to eliminate the EMS position, or not eliminate, it's a position being created. We don't have any more people in this community than we've had. We need to find efficiencies in our government.
The borough has waited to fill a couple of positions in public safety until the final word on funding came out of the state capitol. Bob Lynn supported the tax hike this year, but wanted to avoid a similar increase for next year.
But I'm going to vote for it. But I think we need to go back and revisit the budget and look at what we're spending money on and reduce it down, maybe eliminate those positions and maybe take... But we got to do something because I don't want to raise taxes next year above what we're going to have to do for this.
There was some support among other assembly members to look at spending cuts for the borough budget for next year. Jeff Mucci, though, thought the governor had backed the borough into a corner with the veto.
We could certainly revisit the budget, but for me, revisiting the budget is something that should be done very methodically during the winter time when we have some time to sit down and let the community know that their services that they've come to expect are not going to remain the same. I mean, I expect the same kind of budget cuts next year from the governor next year as well. And by making us wait till the 4th of July or some other date late into the calendar year, it really puts us at a disadvantage. And he's not doing any favors to us. I don't think anybody wants to see the taxes go up, but we're kind of stuck here at this point, so I'm going to be voting for this.
Meanwhile, Mayor Mark Jensen brought up his opposition to the borough budget again, including the sergeant's job in the police department and the emergency medical services coordinator in the fire department. Both are funded in the borough's spending plan, but have yet to be filled until the assembly gives the final thumbs up.
So I'm having a hard time voting for this. We need to do it. It's our obligation because the people voted for these bonds. I'd like to find a way to make it up between now and next year when the governor takes the other half of the school bond indebtedness reimbursement away, which he will. Potentially revenue sharing will go away, and maybe he'll find a way to even get at the raw fish tax, and that's going to be a worse scenario than what we're looking at now. So we have to find ways to be more fiscally responsible.
The vote was 5-2 to approve the supplemental tax levy. Mayor Jensen and Marole voted no. Tax bills go out in the mail this month with the increased rate for property owners within Service Area 1. Combined with another small increase already approved by the Assembly last month, tax bills go up $92 for every $100,000 in value. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.